القدسي: من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب، وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه، ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه، فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به، وبصره الذي يبصر به، ويده التي يبطش بها، ورجله التي يمشي بها، ولئن سألني لأعطينه، ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. الله says in this hadith al-Qudusi, if anybody takes my wali as an enemy, I would wage war against them. Allah Azza wa Jal has only waged war twice. He has waged war against the ones who deal with interest, and Allah has waged war against the ones who take his friends as enemies. And then it says, and the best thing you would do to be loved by Allah is by fulfilling the duties, the mandatory, the fara'id. And then the more you do voluntary deeds, the closer you become to Allah, until you become so close that Allah becomes your eye which you see with, and your ear which you hear with, and your hand which you use, and your foot that you walk with. And if you ask Allah, Allah will give you. And if you seek refuge in Him, He will help you. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of His awliya. Number 5, the mercy of Allah. You see, Allah is merciful. Very merciful. You could have mercy, but the name of Allah is Ar-Rahim. So the mercy of Allah is on a different level. And to give you an analogy, for example, you know, so that we have a right understanding of the names of Allah. Because some of the names of Allah are attributes that we could describe humans with. So Allah is Al-Kareem, but you could also be Kareem. Allah is Ar-Rahim, you could also be Rahim. But it means a different thing. To give you an example, let's say that you have a child, and you have a friend, and you have a very wealthy friend, and then you also happen to be the friend of a president or a king. If your son comes up to you and gives you half of his chocolate bar, the whole half, you're going to say, man, you gave me half of your chocolate bar. But if your friend comes to you and gives you half of the chocolate bar, that's okay. I mean, you wouldn't consider it to be generosity. But if your friend gives you £100, you're going to consider him to be generous. Now, your millionaire friend, if he comes up to you and say, and you want to borrow money from him and he gives you £100, you're going to think that this guy is stingy. He's wealthy, man. He should give me £1,000. Now you go, he gives you £1,000, so you say, all right, he's okay. So you go then to the king and you say, we're so close, we're just like this, I mean, I need your help. He gives you £1,000. You're going to say, I mean, what is this? You need to give me £100,000. You need to give me a huge mansion. So how come... Now, imagine if the king gives... You go and ask him for some help and he gives you half a chocolate bar. How come with the child you considered it to be generosity, but you didn't consider it to be with the king? Because the capability of the king and the ability of the king is much different than your son. So with your son, all what your son has to do is give you half a chocolate bar, and he would consider your son to be very generous. But with the king, he has to give you much more. So when Allah Azza wa Jal tells you that He is generous, that is on a level that you can't even fathom. When Allah says that He is Kareem, Al-Kareem, it means the pinnacle, the peak of Karam. When Allah says that He is Rahim, it is the peak of rahmah, mercy. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. So Allah is merciful with the believers. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. Then as to those who believed and did righteous deeds, their Lord will admit them to His mercy. That will be the achievement for all to see. And you know, brothers and sisters, we have any sisters with us. Sometimes as a mu'min you feel that you're under a lot of pressure. So you feel the need of having someone being merciful towards you. And when you look at what has happened to Muslims worldwide, you really value mercy. You want mercy. This ummah is hungry for mercy. This ummah is hungry for justice. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you that I will have mercy on you, and that is the great achievement, that would mean a lot to the believer. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Azza wa Jal has split mercy into 100 portions, one portion out of 100 was distributed over the whole world. And that is the mercy that a mother would have on her child, whether it is human or animal or... And Allah has reserved 99 portions for the Day of Judgment. Every act of mercy that you find on earth is part of 100, while 99 parts are reserved for the Day of Judgment. Allahumma adkhilna fi rahmatik. Oh Allah, we ask you for your mercy. We are in dire need for the mercy of Allah. Number 6, and that is something that we look forward to, and we always think about, and we ask Allah to give to this ummah, and that is victory. Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد.
We will without doubt help our messengers and those who believe in this world's life and on the day of resurrection. And another ayah, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is due from us to give victory to those who believe. This ummah wants victory, and Allah Azza wa Jalla promised it to the believers. So the moment we get our belief right, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give this ummah victory. It is a promise from Allah. But we shouldn't be in a hurry. We should be patient. When one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum went through a lot of suffering, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kneeling on a Kaaba. So this companion came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, ala tastansiru lana. O Messenger of Allah, aren't you going to ask Allah to give us victory? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat straight and he was very upset. And he said that the nations before you, they were persecuted. So they would bring one of them and they would place the saw on top of his head and they would cut him into two pieces and he would not give up his religion. And they would bring someone and they would comb them with combs of iron that would separate between the flesh and the bone and they would not give up their religion. In the name of Allah, this religion will be victorious. Until a traveler goes from Sana'a to Hadramaut, fearing no one but Allah and the wolf on their sheep, but you are a people who are in a hurry. Allah will give this ummah victory. Now this companion, whom this hadith was told to, he didn't go through some light punishment. He went through a lot. Because in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, he was asking the Sahaba al-Muhajirun what they went through. So all of the Sahabi did, without speaking, he just uncovered his back. So Umar looked at his back and he said, I never saw something like this. What happened to you? He said, the mushrikeen of Quraysh would burn rocks over fire for a very long time. And then they would throw me on my naked back over these rocks. So my flesh would burn and I would smell my fat burning. So it left some very black, deep holes in his back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that you shouldn't be in a hurry, you should be patient. What have we went through? Allahu Akbar, we're living a very comfortable and easy life. We haven't been through anything. So we shouldn't be in a hurry. We should be willing to pay the price. That's the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So be patient. And the victory of Allah Azza wa Jalla is on its way. It's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we know that it will happen. If it doesn't happen in our time, it will happen in our children's time.